What a great show, folks. Some would say it's the best show that we've put out. Not just this week, but ever.
You want to talk about something else that's really, really good that I rewatched last night for the third time?
Tell me.
Movie Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures. What's that about?
You've never seen Hidden Figures? Joe, as a history buff, you should know, you should watch this movie.
Mm-mm. What's it about?
It's got Janelle Monáe, Taraji B. Henson, and Octavia Spencer. Okay. It's the story of these three black women who helped the United States get men in space. They're part of the NASA program.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
First
off, it's a great movie.
Let me just say one thing. One thing about Janelle Monáe.
Go ahead.
She could be in a paper bag and I'm gonna
Janelle Monáe is one of the hottest human beings alive.
Just, and they're like, oh, look, it, she's from the 60s, dressed somewhat conservatively. And I was like, bruh, I'm watching this for science.
I also rewatched Glass Onion the other night and she's terrific in it.
Oh my God. That whole, I love that. I think it's a great sequel.
Yeah.
I've seen some people go,
some people are like, Kyle, why'd you watch Hidden Figures? I decided last week to do this TikTok experiment.
Okay.
Because I don't know how your feed is, but sometimes I will just get random clips from movies or TV shows. Mm. And I'm like, huh, I don't think I've ever seen that full thing. So if I run across a movie on TikTok that plays a clip, I'm going to watch that movie that night.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to see what my TikTok is like right now.
I've done Hidden Figures, Glass Onion, a terrible fucking movie called Circle on Netflix.
Okay.
Awful. It's about aliens abduct this group of people. They're all standing on these little red circles and they have to vote people off to kill them until there's one left standing.
Mm.
And it's the most ass backwards. Really, it's so bad.
Mm.
It's like, oh, you're gay? We should kill you. Because that's bad. Or, hey, there's a little kid. Let's kill the little kid. Like, it's just like fucking atrocious. It was really bad.
Hey, look at what the second or third one I flicked was.
Hey,
6-1 Indies right here.
What was the other one? I tweeted about it. There was,
I watched this one girl called Ruby, and she's a sister slash caretaker for her brother. I think his name's Connor, who has autism.
Yeah.
So a lot of mine is like really hopeful, optimistic thing. I just realized Connor's half blind.
Oh,
and he's so cute. I love him very much. It's Ghost because I love the band Ghost.
Sure. The other one I watched is Focus, which is fine.
Puppy videos. I thought I would get more ladies dancing.
Have you ever? Oh, mine are filled with that. Have you ever seen Focus?
Here's one of mine. Taylor Swift. they tailored out her lawn. Focus. Let me see. What's that
one? Will Smith, Margot Robbie.
No. No, but I want to.
That one went across my TikTok for years. And I was like, you know what? This is the time I actually watch it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, it's Margot Robbie.
I mean, jeez.
Didn't they sleep with each other?
That's the rumor.
Some guys just have it all, man.
I know, right?
Some guys
keep my wife's name out your mouth.
All right, let's tab out of this. I'm just getting to a Margot Robbie search. Okay, Kyle, listen, I wanted to do some things first. Okay, we want to go on. What was it? Tier Maker, right?
Sure.
Tier Maker. First and foremost, though, I'm letting you have a reprieve. Okay. I'm letting you have a reprieve because I feel like I have not done mine yet. I wanted to do it tonight. Mm-hmm. Because I lost last year's Fantasy League. I've been meaning to put on a makeup for some. I found it and we're going through. So a little bit of a heads up. Grandma's doing good now.
Great.
We have far more time on the runway.
Good.
She's a trooper. Unfortunately, I've gotten a lot busier because there are, I can't say much. There are some legal hurdles that we have to go through in the next coming weeks that my mother very much needs me to help her with.
They found the body, didn't they?
I've been practicing bird law for this time.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's doing good, but they're like, I'm still gonna need a week off.
Yeah,
truthfully, it's been rough, but because I'm burning the candle at both ends type of mm-hmm. deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do we want to do all songs? I don't know all their songs because truthfully, I don't know much of their work outside of Minutes to Midnight, which I feel like I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I know some of them, but it's not... To me, my Linkin Park...
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Is Hybrid Theory, Meteora, and then Collision Course with Jay-Z. That record is... Numb and Encore? Oh. My God, what a banger.
Oh. You're telling me, man. Okay. So how about this? We're going to do all songs, but we're only choosing... Meteora and Hybrid Theory.
Okay. Is there a tear maker with that so I can see it visually?
Yes. Oh man, this could be a little bit. The way that they did it is not the best. I'm gonna share you the tear maker.
Okay.
Is there a way for me to share like my screen for you or?
Of course you can.
All right, right. Yeah. Okay. Let me share my screen. Okay. All right. No, that's the wrong one. There you go.
And before anyone says anything, if you're listening, and yeah. You're about the Linkin Park stuff. What the hell is going on in that GIF?
What?
What the hell did I just see?
I don't know. Is it in our group chat?
I don't know.
Let's see.
There's an anime lady.
Oh, is she getting around? Yeah, that's probably our group chat. Let's see. See these degenerates.
After last night, I have muted that DM, so.
I think it's. Or is it the... Oh, no, it's the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, our buddy Mo's a real big degenerate. Okay, Hybrid Theory, and then Meteora.
Well, we can just do the first few lines on the one you're sharing.
Oh, you're right.
That's Hybrid and Meteora.
That's Hybrid and Meteora. Okay, fair enough. Okay, Kyle. So... What are you thinking here?
Let me make this full screen so I can see it better.
Okay.
That did nothing. Could you also just send me the link just cuz
oh,
the
sure.
text is real tiny.
It's real tiny. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to send you it through our Zencastr link.
I'm going to say something. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to go there first.
Okay.
In the end is S tier, top of the line. What are we even doing here? Joe, don't break my heart.
You think in the end?
When I was a little lad in middle school, when this first came on, and when Linkin Park first came out with the CD, and in the end didn't even come out yet, I was listening to that song on repeat. I was like, I knew.
No, it's not all right. No, like, that's Breaking the Habit, right?
Yeah, that's Breaking the Habit. Do you not remember which one's in the end? In the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. Come on.
I don't know.
I'm going to make my own list here. It's at the top.
I will allow in the end. I will.
You damn well better allow it.
Yeah. And then let's also do Collision Course. Collision Course. There you go. Album songs. Okay, sorry. Yeah, man. Big Pimpin' and fucking Paper Cut. Jesus.
Ooh, it's really good.
See, truthfully, my fight with you would be for Numb to be above in the end. Because because maybe I do think of it more of the Collision Course, but like that song, not just Heat, but then the fucking, come on, it's a remix. It's like, fuck me. Like, it just highlights how good that song is and how versatile it is, you know? And Lady Gaga's in a commercial. I'm distracted.
I would be okay. To me, they're two of the best songs. So
two of the best ones. Okay. Yeah. Where's Numb?
Numb's
Numb?
A Meteora.
Okay. Right. You know what? For you, Kyle. No, you've been very gracious. It's second, but it's on S tier.
Oh,
we're gonna write that S tier.
I feel like there's gonna be more S tier than not.
Just. Banger. Well, we're allowing banger for this. All right, that's how much I. All right. A bop. Lit. And eh. So S tier, great banger. Like S tier, there's nothing better.
Sure.
Like these songs are. None. Then we got banger. It's like this is a beat, you know. Mm-hmm. Then you got a bop, which is like this is a fucking bop. And lit. It's like this is really good. And then which there is some S in here, you know.
Sure.
All right. So where are we putting Paper Cut, dude? Oh my goodness. Where are goodness. We putting Paper Cut? Should we limit how many are on S tier so we don't just put all of them on S tier? Lady Gaga commercial happened again. I'm distracted. I think it's playing on loop.
No, I don't think we should limit.
Okay.
I do think we should at least have a couple in each tier, though.
Fair. Now this is where I. Oh, fuck. Okay. Breaking the Habit has to be S tier as well.
Agreed.
Faint yep. is my favorite.
Yep, put Linkin it up there.
Park song. Put it that's up there. S tier.
I used to come home from the bus with my little Walkman and CD, and that would play because my driveway is like a quarter of a mile long. Like it's a long driveway. Mm. I would act like I'm walking into a WWE ring down my driveway listening that's to that dope. Song.
That's dope. I like that.
Yeah. Similar to, which I don't think it's S tier.
Okay.
But from Meteora, Hit the Floor.
Ooh.
Hit the Floor is good. It's yeah. very good.
It's good, yeah.
I don't think it hits S tier, though. I would put it as a banger.
You would put it, what about a bop? Like, you're like, this is not as good.
No,
as.
I think it's in the upper echelon for me, but it's okay. not at the same level of it in the end, Numb or Breaking the Habit or Faint.
Fair.
Can I tell you what else is up there in S tier?
What's that?
Crawling.
God, yes.
Come on.
Yeah. God damn.
Crawling in my skin.
God, man, Chester's voice. They say that no one could come even close, but what Kyle and myself just did.
Oh man, I will be perfectly honest with you. Yeah. One of the saddest celebrity deaths to me was Chester.
Oh yeah.
And every once in a while, I will just put on Linkin Park and just listen to the whole discography and realize
these are cries for help.
1000%. And there's some songs on here that me just thinking about them makes me weep.
Yep. Yeah. They hit me to my core because
we're not ranking the album, but Leave Out All the Rest on Minutes to Midnight is
really good.
I will cry for hours.
Mm-hmm.
That one hits hard.
Yeah.
All right, but get back to the other one. Paper cut. This is a me thing. I'm having trouble remembering Paper Cut and how it starts. That's not gonna help
it goes,
me at
it
all.
Goes, yeah. Yeah, Are you kidding me, dude? We're just gonna leave this up. Come on, dude. All right, I think that's enough. Look, I'm gonna play this on Spotify because, right? They can't. They won't.
Something's in the right today.
Ah,
paranoia's all got left.
Something for that sent me for the miserable fate. Some people say there's no better rapper than Mike Shinoda. Fits in the hole inside. Where's your close eyes? And watch your everything.
I had my first good or bop.
Okay, what's that?
It might not be everyone's favorite. I feel like people don't reference this as one of their favorites. Lying from You.
Ooh.
I like it a lot, but I don't know if I would consider it a banger.
You're right. I'm trying to find it now. Lying from You.
Meteora, second row, yeah.
I think it's a bop. I think it's a bop.
Yeah.
Can I say one?
Yeah, of course.
One that's an eh.
Okay.
My December can go an eh.
Hmm.
I don't like My December. Very slow. Probably my least favorite song from them. I don't like when Chester gets overly singy. That's where I need the range in which his voice can make. I love when he's all over the place. Shits. Ooh, someone who's better at music knows what I'm saying, but doing a real bad job.
I like it.
It's a.
But sure.
Yeah, it's a. You gotta have some in here. Okay. Also, I feel like Forward.
There's a typo on one of these.
Forward is literally 13 seconds long. It could go. Yeah. I think it introduced my pet peeve of prolong songs. Prologue, sorry. Where it's just like, hey, this is the little, you know, the little break until we get to the real song. I'm like, no. Just give me the song, dude. Just give me the song.
I have another S tier, but I feel like you might be against me on this one.
Okay, tell me.
And it's a typo on this list.
Okay.
Don't Stay.
Don't Stay. Don't Stay. Don't
Stay. On Meteor.
Let me.
Yep.
I gotta get my listening.
Oh my god. This don't intro.
Don't Stay. Jimmy's all about it right now. Don't. That one's not coming to mind. That's. Oh yeah, no.
Why did S tier, right?
Why did I?
Turns out,
forget our memories, forget our possibility. I would say banger.
Really?
I would say banger.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, it's a good bridge though.
Exactly. The chorus is so good. Forget our memories, forget our possibilities.
Yeah, it's a banger. I wouldn't say like S tier is like, oh, I think of Linkin Park when this song comes up.
Oh, you know okay. I mean? Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Then at this point, let's get it up there. One Step Closer.
Yes. Why did it take us so long?
I don't know.
So close to the edge. And I'm about to break. You're gonna say to me.
Oh my god.
So good.
That's good.
Because I don't remember it, and because I don't remember it, let's just put Figure 9 in the A category. I don't even know what that is.
Now, Figure 9's good. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Figure 9's right before Faint. And that's real good. It's...
All right, I might be wrong.
Let me just see.
Oh, I'm mistaken. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, this is good. I would say that's a bop.
I'm about to say Lit, just because we need something for Lit, but yeah,
let's
no.
put it in Lit. We could put it in Lit.
Okay.
Because what I've done, giving up a part of me. Oh my god.
God.
All right. What else? What else? What else? Let's see. High voltage could also go in. Eh, I don't like high voltage. Anything like where Mr. Han's like really going off. It's like, let's put Mr. Han back in the cage here. He like, let's not let Mr. Han have all of it, you know? Some of it.
I'm okay with high voltage being down.
Yeah, it's not it, like that's. See, here's the thing. Hybrid Theory has some really high highs. Also, another problem with like some of Linkin Park songs is it's like, so, like Figure Nine. They never say Figure Nine in the song. You know what I mean? So you're like, what is that song? But yeah, it's one of those like, yeah, it's one of those I could take it or leave it. Yeah, and I'd rather leave it. Let's see. Let's see.
This is so hard for me not to say all of these are S.
I know. Oh, they're not. They're not, though. Like, Points of Authority, where are you? Banger. That's a banger. You kidding me?
Can we do Pushing Me Away as a banger?
Absolutely, we can. Are you kidding me?
All right, good. I thought that was what I have to fight for a little bit. Mm-mm. Destiny pushing me away. Oof.
Let's see. Where do we put Runaway?
I adore Runaway.
Yeah, I think it's a bop. You're
pushing me. Pushing it's got that really away. Cool, like underwater start.
Yep.
Which I really, really love. Yeah. That's fine.
You said,
oh, damn it.
Yeah. For the sake of being with you. I wanna run away. Never say goodbye. Never gonna ring, gonna ring.
I don't know.
It's a banger. What am I fucking talking about?
It's a banger. I'm here listening to it. I'm like, no, it's a banger. And it's
like the drums. It's like, God damn, dude. What the fuck are we doing here? Oh my God, dude.
What an amazing band.
I know, man. To think you had two back-to-back tens, you know?
Oh, I've got a lit one.
Okay.
With You.
I was just putting that on. Let me see.
It's got a great hook. It's got a great beat.
Yep. But it's one we're not going to remember much. So I think it's lit. It's good. With You. Where do we put Cure for the Itch, dude? Where do we put Cure for the Itch? I know we're putting it in there. It's one of those goddamn Mr. Han beats. I knew there was one more. There you go. I was like, where's Cure for the Itch? I know. It's an eh. It's an eh. My December high voltage Cure for the Itch. Eh.
I know I'm forgetting a big one.
What is that?
Oh, okay. This one I would put in lit.
What's that?
It's not my favorite. By Myself.
Yes. Okay.
It's got that very weird, like, metal, industrial kind of, like, screeching guitar thing at the beginning, which I don't love.
Oh, wait.
A Place for My Head, as high as you're willing to put it.
Let's see. Let me see. Banger.
Yeah, right.
That's okay, a banger.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
You take the best of me. Go away. Yep. Yeah, that's a banger. Forgotten. Let's see.
It's a great guitar riff too. God.
Forgotten's. Yeah, Rift is like, it's so mid-2000s, you know? I think.
Have you ever listened to a band called Trust Company?
No, but I've heard of them.
They've popped up in my head recently. They're kind of like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, yeah? What are they making?
What are they known for?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Downfall. I swear, you put that on, you're going to know it instantly. Trust Company, Downfall.
Okay. I'm going to put Forgotten as lit.
Okay. Let me just refamiliarize myself
a bit. It could be eh. it teeters on A. But it's yeah.
We're in the middle of my thoughts. Yeah, that's fine.
It's
why should I care?
Exactly. Exactly. Also, you know what? While we're here, I'm gonna can I do something brave? Would you allow me to do something brave?
Hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
I knew what you were about to do.
We're putting bleed it out in there. Just as
yes, we are. We 1,000% are. Are
you fucking kidding me, dude?
That was in college. I played a sport called broomball, an intramural sport, broomball, which is basically hockey but with sneakers.
Nice.
And
you need that one gym credit.
No, I played that for fun.
Oh, okay.
It was a fun time. Okay. One of my roommates at the end of the season made a montage of our games with that song.
Nice.
And it's pretty, we were the Ice Biscuits. We fucking rocked.
Our theme song's Bleed It Out, Bitches.
Yeah. Woo!
Session's another Mr. Han joint.
Why are we waiting this song to put somewhere I belong at S tier as well?
What are we doing, dude?
Again, you think Linkin Park, that's up there.
God, dude. Yeah, somewhere I belong. Easier to run, too. Like, that has to be banger, though. I think that has to be. Because now we got to the point where it's like, there's a lot of Meteora stuff on S tier. Makes you think if we were really, you know, I think bangers were easier to run belongs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to put it
you're
at
right.
bop?
You're right. You're right. No.
If it teeters on bop, we got to put
Let's
it on
bop. Bop. Let's do bop.
We got to put it on bop. All right. From the inside. Look it up.
That, like this is one of the ones where like I know these songs.
Yeah.
But when I say I don't skip, I don't skip. So they all kind of bleed into each other.
Exactly. Yep. Ooh. This is a good one. Who to trust? This is far away from me. I think from the inside we could put as a bop.
From the inside, yeah. Mm-hmm. Throw it all away.
Okay, here's a good one.
Joe, well, next time we're together at a PAX or something, can we go karaokeing again?
Yeah.
Let's just do Linkin Park the whole time.
And people, dude, when I tell you, we might get a standing ovation. I think nobody's listening, though it's good. Again, I like the balance between rock and rap, and I think there's just too much rap in here.
You sound like an old person.
There's too much of that rap.
No. Okay. This has got to be as high as you're willing to put. As like, I think banger for sure.
Banger for sure. Okay, fair enough. So we've completed it. Nobody ignores me. You're right. Fuck. What was I thinking, dude?
You put Bleed It out there. Let's put What I've Done in banger.
That's where it belongs.
I like What I've Done a lot.
Just because it's been memed so much. You know?
The other ones where they get a little experimental is kind of.
No More Sorrow is also a fucking banger.
Yeah, No More Sorrow is really good.
There you go.
Yeah. Leave Out All the Rest is really good too.
Yeah. We're gonna leave out the rest. Bop.
Is Giving Up What I Think It Is?
Yes, I think that's a real sad one. You could put that as a ball. Also, Catalyst. It's for one of their newer songs.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude. I'll put that as a bop.
Giving Up's a bop.
Giving Up's also a bop. Yeah.
The other ones, I'm like, I'm sure there's other ones that I love, and I'm just blanking on it.
Mm-hmm. But I think this is a killer list.
Yeah.
And dare I even say, the best. Look at what we've given you this.
You know what? Put Give It Up to banger. I lied.
Fair enough. Again, Minutes of Midnight, yeah, there's some stinkers in there. I'm not going to lie to you. It's still a great album, though. It just doesn't live up to a Meteora or a Hybrid Theory, but it's still great, you know? Okay, S tier, In the End, Numb, Breaking the Habit, Faint, Crawling, Paper Cut, One Step Closer, Bleed It Out, Somewhere I Belong, S tier, musical, just all of it. Bangers, Hit the Floor, Don't Say, Points of Authority, Pushing Me Away, Runaway, Place for My Head, Nobody's Listening, What I've Done, No More Sorrow, Given Up. A Bop, Lying from You, Easier to Run, From the Inside, Leave Out All the Rest, Catalyst. It's Liddy, fam. Figure Nine, With You, by Myself, Forgotten. And then My December, High Voltage, Forward, Cure for the Itch, In Session. I know, like, My December and High Voltage, if memory serves, I don't think they were originally on the album. I think there was like bonus tracks, but yeah. There you go. That is the best of the best you get from Linkin Park. We've done it. We've given you some of the best covers of these songs. Some of the best rapping.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yep. Marcus O'Neill said he cried. He cried listening.
Hell yeah.
They're like, how could
you I'm about to cry right now because their song Heavy just started playing.
Oh.
It's more poppy, but it's one of the less Chester songs in Boy Oh Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Again. Can I ask you what, I know you like your metal music.
Yeah.
You know, you like the metal, hardcore, screamy stuff. Hardcore,
yeah.
Are there any other, rock punk stuff like this, pop punk stuff that you enjoy?
No, man.
Do you like a Paramore? I fucking love Paramore.
I fuck with a Paramore, but... Like, I know their popular songs. I don't know their whole discography. Okay. They're surprisingly sad. But Hayley Williams.
The best thing about Twilight is the Paramore song, Decode.
Yeah. Awesome. Hayley Williams' voice is...
incredible.
One of, if not the best vocal you can fucking hear. Incredible. But again, I'm also weird. I love metal.
Right now. Okay. Before we end this call, because I'm tired, Jiminy's tired.
Yeah. I mean, you could go on, it seems.
No, just this, because I want you to listen to it, because I don't know if you have heard this before, but the new front person for Linkin Park.
Yep.
Her old band, Dead Sarah.
Are they still a thing or no?
I don't know.
Let's just Google it.
I want you to listen to their song, Weatherman, right now. That's the song that introduced me to them. And again, she has one of the best voices.
Mm. It says rock. It's unclear. And what was the song you said?
It's called Weatherman by Dead Sarah. Right.
Let's see. I'm putting one headphone in because I don't know if I play Spotify on my computer, it will fuck with Zencastr.
Oh, fair.
So let's see. Dead Sarah. Weatherman's the first song that comes up.
Yep. It's the first one that I listened to.
Oh. Okay.
It's very old school, Janis Joplin, her voice.
Yep.
Gravelly.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, the guitar makes me feel late 70s, early 80s vibes, you know? All right. Now, oh my God. Oh. Yes, Queen.
Damn.
You know what I've been listening to? So this year, oops, shit, I accidentally switched out. God damn. Yeah. Whoever's the guitarist doing a fucking killer job. So I discovered Sleep Token early.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sleep Token's awesome,
dude. That's all I've been listening to. We could take me back to Eden. When I tell you 70% fucking S tier songs right there, I mean it. The Apparition, one of my favorite songs ever. Like, I am addicted. Yeah. We're putting Dead Sarah in here. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Really fun thing that I like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this or anyone else knows this. I know I probably brought it up when talking about like Rock Band or something. I always wanted to learn how to be a rock drummer and drum.
Same, dude.
So drumming is kind of like the thing I love the most. And when I listen to songs, I'm drumming. I'm not like air guitaring or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear songs from like Rock Band, I can still see the tracks in my mind of the game. There is a YouTube channel called Drumeo. Have you ever heard of it?
Is it dude with a beard?
No, it's a channel that helps people learn the drums.
Oh, cool.
But one of the coolest things they do, it's called For the First Time. Mm-hmm. They bring in legendary drummers,
mm-hmm.
play them songs from other rock bands that they've never heard before, and then take the drum track out of the song, and they have to guess the drums and play their version of the drums, and it's fucking incredible.
Send me a link to this. That's awesome.
They had Chad Smith from Red Hot Chili Peppers listen to 30 Seconds to Mars for the first time, and he crushed it. Like, almost identical. She's the drummer for Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay.
I think Dua Lipa. And they gave her a Slipknot song, and she killed it.
Oh.
In fact, like, she made it somewhat better.
Oh.
In my eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Hit me with that. I love that shit. I, like... When they could just pick it up, that's just so nuts to me. Like, that's like your brains were.
You know what? I have time. Incredible. I will watch this with you. I want to see you experience this.
Well, you know what? Let's first end it. Let's end this show.
Oh, fair.
Because how are we going to do that? You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, you're right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
So, listen, everybody, we love you very much. Thank you for listening. Holy shit, 37 minutes. Are you kidding me? What are you doing here? With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, we love you. Keep your wits about you. Also, if you like us doing these tier lists, let me know. Seriously. We will keep doing it because I had a blast. Kyle, you had a blast?
Of course.
We had a blast. With that said, we'll see y'all next week. Love y'all.
Bye. Love you.